Welcome now to the Eucharist, mid-morning on Easter morning. And we begin our worship with that wonderful song of praise, Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Together, we are in one spirit, and it is in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we meet. Amen. Very warm welcome to this service on Easter Day, perhaps the most important day in the Church's year. Although without Jesus' death on the cross, without his birth, there would be no resurrection or ascension. This is the real pivot that makes the whole of our faith operate. We would welcome the Easter light into our church and we would bless the Easter garden, but sadly those things will have to wait now. But we do recognise and accept the Easter light, albeit only here physically. It remains a symbol of new life in the resurrected Christ. So I would invite you, if you wish, to light a candle at home. So echoing the words from the Easter Vigil earlier, Christ our yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to him and all ages, to him be glory and power, through every age, and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ was raised gloriously from the dead, crushing the power of sin and destroying the sting of death. Throughout the world, Christians celebrate the mighty power of God as Christ calls us out of darkness to share in his marvellous light. May we and all Christ's people shine as lights in the world to the glory of God the Father. Early this morning, our Easter candle, with its 5 nails representing the wounds of Christ, was lit. It would then be taken into church, but it has now been brought into my garden where we're celebrating the Eucharist. The altar candles will be lit during the Gloria, and you're invited to ring bells whenever we sing Glory, Glory, Glory to God, or make a clatter. The light of Christ, thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said." Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, to the Father our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory now and forever. In your great mercy you have given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. By your blessing may we be strengthened in faith, know the power of his presence, and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Risen Lord Jesus, as Mary Magdalene met you in the garden on the morning of your resurrection, so may we meet you today and every day. Speak to us as you spoke to her. Reveal yourself as the living Lord. Renew our hope and kindle our joy, and send us to share the good news with others. Amen. We say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ our Passover Lamb has been sacrificed for us. Let us therefore rejoice by putting away all malice and evil, and confessing our sins with a sincere and true heart. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Like the disciples behind locked doors, we were afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope by raising Jesus from the dead. God claimed us as his own. He has made us light in the world. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. So, for the first time since Lent, we sing Gloria in Excelsis, glory to God in the highest. And if you do have a bell or something of that sort, each time we hear the words glory to God in the highest, or rather we sing the words, because it'd just be the tune that'd be played, please feel free to ring your bell.
Let us pray.
Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. A reading from the book of Acts. Peter began to speak to those assembled in the house of Cornelius. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the will of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gradual hymn is Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Let us greet the gospel. Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message to you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.